can't sleep. Gotta build. There's a ground that needs to be drilled. And all I wanna do is dig.
Welcome to a podcast about all things Minecraft. Enjoy your stay in the Shaft.
Shaft, episode number 226, recorded on May 12th, 2020. I'm Wes Wilson.
I'm Brent Copeland.
And I'm Eric Fullerton. And we want to welcome back to the show a host and producer of many podcasts over the years, from the Twit Network to the Minecraft Network, a YouTuber, a streamer, a Minecraft lover, OMG Chad.
Hi! Hello.
Hey!
You're our first guest now that we're doing this again.
Woo! Yeah!
Do you feel fancy?
Yeah, I did not know I was the first one.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, we just started this back up 2 episodes ago, so we're kind of three episodes ago.
Yeah. I don't know, the time flies.
So we're still kind of like coming back. So we're still kind of learning. Yeah, we're still like discovering like new things and trying to get used to old things that we should know by now but forgot.
So and thank you, because part of it is watching videos to learn how to do stuff, and I've watched so many of your videos. I have an iron golem thing creator, and then Eric built one, and I've got a little fishing hole. It's great.
So yeah, thank you. Well, that's awesome. There's funny, it gets real bad when I look at my own tutorials because I've forgotten myself. Wait a second. I know I made a video about this, but I do not remember how to make an automatic chicken farm. Like, let me Google it, and then like I'll show up and be like, wow, that's embarrassing.
Well, you haven't let up either. I mean, we took a little hiatus there where we stopped making content and playing the game. You haven't stopped.
Yeah.
That's a little overwhelming. Yeah. How many Minecraft videos do you think you've made now?
Well over 1,000. Yeah. Well over 1,000. And so it's changed, you know, the frequency has changed around, you know, it's in between 3 to 7 videos a week. I pushed hard for 7 videos a week at the end of last year, moving into this year, but that was a little unsustainable. And so it changes, but we're over 1,000 definitely. We are so close. In the next week, OMG Craft will pass 1,000,000 subscribers.
Whoa. Nice.
Very exciting.
It's big button.
Yeah, you'll get your diamond button, or is it whatever that's awesome.
The gold one.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Yeah.
So I have the silver for 100K, and I got 100K like years ago. And so I have the old style button, and so I'll have a new 1,000,000 button, and you can actually request that they remake your play button.
Well, you want them to match, right?
Really?
Yeah, exactly. the small detail is that silver play button cost $150 to get it remade. But I was like, you only get it once. Like, all right. Like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah. Wow. Nice. Did you just subscribe to us?
We should probably change that image.
So I was going to ask, you know, we haven't played, I guess the last time we were really like active and doing podcasts and videos and stuff. I'm trying to think of like what the version was. I want to say maybe 1.12 maybe, but this is like 2015 perhaps. Mm-hmm. So my question was, so in the recent years between maybe then and now, what's like the best thing that you've seen come out of Minecraft?
Did you guys have Elytra in like shulker boxes back then?
No. That's new. Yeah.
That has that is the biggest revolution to it's old at this point. Like, it's like, you know, we've had it for forever, but that has changed like movement and storage in such a huge way that like you basically rush to get to the end so that you can have, especially on like multiplayer servers where different people's builds are really far away. And also if you want to work on a community thing, you don't know, you never know where it's going to be. And so getting Elytra so that you can zip around the server, and then also getting shulker boxes so that you can store your items more than just the inventory that you have. That's been huge. And then I feel like the update aquatic and all those, you know, all the other, the village and pillage and stuff, those have had fun game mechanics, but like fun gamified stuff. But shulker boxes and Elytra are like, I don't know the word for it. It's not anything fun. It's not, it's very, mechanical and like, I gotta get this just to play the game. That sort of thing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's super new to me, at least. I mean, I was like, I had no idea that was in the game. And Brent was, we went and killed the dragon and did all this stuff recently. Actually, like right at the beginning of like coming back to it, that was our mission, was to go kill the dragon and just see what happens, you know, just like, you know, experience all this stuff.
Look at that.
Yeah, and even the end was like way different. Like, I don't remember seeing a bunch of Endermen. Were Endermen even walking around way back in the day? Wasn't it just a bunch of sand?
There were Endermen, but I'm trying to remember when and what was added. I think so. The Endermen were there, but the End Islands, I don't even know if there were.
Oh, yeah, there were no islands.
They were. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, it was just that main, big one.
Yeah.
And then you got all the extra little islands. And after you kill the dragon, you get the little portal that takes you there and to the other islands. I'm having a hard time remembering. It feels like it's like, oh, yeah, it's just always been Minecraft.
But. Do you know I've never killed the End Dragon ever?
There was a joke on that on Reddit recently of someone was like, been playing Minecraft for 7 years. And then, you know, the comment under that was like, so how many times did you kill the End Dragon? And it was like, ... Like,
what?
Never done it.
I've just never felt the need. And the only time I ever really went to the end was when I played on the Build Guild server and they're like, oh yeah, we got an XP farm with Endermen and you can get in, you know, like, okay. You know, but I don't know if you heard that story, by the way, Chad, but I went to go play with the Build Guild as a Build Guild buddy, and I was so excited, and I logged on the opening and was so excited, and then, like, I took a couple of days break, and I came back, and the whole server was developed. Like, there was nothing that pretty much hadn't been done, you know?
You're like, where did this all come from? What did y'all do?
I was gonna play games with you guys. What else is there to do?
They're like, you know? It's been 72 hours. We already have done everything.
And it's exactly the way it was. And I just was so... So I'm walking around building roads between people's camps.
Fixing beaches. And
yes, all the same stuff I've always done.
And they're like, Wes, we've already built an automatic beach fixer. You don't need to do that. Yeah, exactly.
Like, you can't take this from me. You can't take it.
You have like a wheat farm and you like turn around and then there's like a wheat tower that has like
dude, I like I said, I was off for 2 days. I logged back on. I saw a lot of stuff had been built. The next day I looked over at Luckland's stream and he had built a drowned farm. So he was summoning, you know, like zombies, drowning them, and then killing them and getting stuff. Yeah, and I just was like, dude, what, you know, come on.
That's funny.
And I think the Elytra has like been a big push to like even go kill the dragon. Like we started, you know, a little server to just start playing a little bit, and I really wanted an Elytra, so I'm like, okay, Eric, you got to gear up. You need some armor, and here's some armor, here's some swords, and Kim, put this on, and let's go kill the dragon, because we need Elytras. Like,
Yeah.
I can't wait any longer.
Yeah, like on, whenever we do a reset on our server, it's like we can really only go like 2 weeks max until people are like, we gotta go to the end. Like, we have to. Like, this is a requirement for me to keep playing on the server.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do y'all like reset it so people can go back and kill it and shulker respawn, things like that?
No. So we have a mechanic where we use command blocks where, because you can respawn the dragon. And so you just make the end crystals and respawn the dragon. And then when you kill the dragon, you will get, I think you can get some shulker boxes that way. And then the other thing is we have shops where you like trade, you know, diamonds for goods and stuff like that. And so, I really enjoy just flying through the end and like finding tons of shulker boxes and stuff. And so I'll do that and then trade that for diamonds. And so people can just go find diamonds and then go buy them from people. And there's been a lot of complaints that I overpriced my shulker boxes.
Go get them if they want.
Are you a shulker scalper?
I totally. That's what they say, is that I'm a shulker scalper. And I'm like, listen, this is a game of competition, okay? There's no competition in the market, okay? Supply and demand. Supply is low, demand is high.
Yeah, people are buying them. You know, when people stop buying them, I'll reduce the prices.
See, Amethyst Degree is completely overpriced.
Completely overpriced. Yeah, no, it's. I will admit that I've lowered them already recently. I think in the last month, I lowered the prices. I think they were like blocks of diamonds. I think they're 8 diamonds now. I can't remember. I think it's 1 block.
Yeah,
now.
That's so much nice. Better. Only 8 instead of 9.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's so. Like Black Friday or something. Wow.
But blocks. So I think it was 18 diamonds down to 8, I think. But I can't remember. I need to log on and see.
You should do just an even 9. I mean, you know.
Yeah.
1 block.
I should just do an even stack. I mean, really. I mean, oh, God.
They're worth it.
Yeah.
And then, like, finding out that you can name the shulker boxes and dye them as well, like, all suddenly that adds a whole new level of storage. And it's like, I spent weeks kind of building this, you know, hopper redstone storage thing. And now I just kind of keep all the crap that I want on me.
Yeah.
I don't need it as much. And now I'm like, I'll just sit in there.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Totally. Yeah. Change the game big time.
Yeah. Well, I wanted to talk about that, but first... Our journeys. So, I wanted to talk about the fact that you can name the shulker boxes, because last night I found that out. We were playing, like, because I was watching, me and Brent and Trimaster were out fighting the fish dudes.
Guardians.
The Guardians. At a ocean monument. And it was really cool. And I'd never done that before. So we were like draining all the water and everything and getting down there. And Brent laid out a whole array of shulker boxes, different colors and stuff. I was like, oh, what's in this one? Oh, what's in this one? And then I noticed they were like titled, and I'm like, that's crazy. That's really awesome. Yeah. So I was like, I didn't know that you could do that. So like, I guess you can name tag like everything, like mobs too.
Like, throw it in the anvil, so you don't even need like a name tag. But like, even copper storage, I had to do it to blocks so that it wouldn't hose up the system, that I could just name them one thing, and I know that will never go in the system, and so then it wouldn't mess up the comparators and things like that. So it's really cool that you can name everything.
Yeah.
You can name it. Chests, dispensers, and droppers too. People don't do it a lot, but where it says chest at the top, it'll do a name as well. So if you want it to say like arrows, you know, this is your arrow chest or whatever, you can do the exact same thing.
Holy crap, I'm doing that right away. I had no idea. That's so cool. Nice. Well, I mean,
well, bringing there goes your excavation station idea, Eric.
Right? It's like bringing the shaft back was like an excuse to just kind of learn more about, like, have people just teach you, you know, like this is awesome. Well, yeah, that was my journey. Yeah, killing ocean dudes. It was fun. I think we killed both the bosses or both the guardian boss.
One last. We killed two.
Oh, okay. So, but what do you ultimately get? Is there like a treasure room down there?
Gold. So there's gold. What is it? 9 blocks of gold in a cube of gold in there somewhere?
It might be 8. I think it's 4. I think it's 2 by 2 by 2. I think.
Okay. Oh, okay.
So 4. Yeah.
Yeah. But and then the other thing is once you like kill all the guardians, then your mining you can actually mine because the mining fatigue goes away. And a lot of people like the sea lanterns and their sponge. So the way to get sponge.
Oh yeah.
So getting sponge and sea lanterns is also a huge deal with those.
And this has only been in the game, what, 4 years or something like that? I think
aquatic 3.
We're just finding out about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess the ocean monuments themselves are older.
Yeah, because
we did a snapshot video on the when they first came out, so that was the first time we fought them. But you know, we were all cheating back then for the video just to get it done. I mean, kind of.
Yeah.
But I did find out something that I guess I didn't really think about it. But, you know, you use the milk, you drink the milk to get rid of that fatigue, the mining fatigue.
Yeah.
And so I was going down with invisibility and like night vision and.
Oh, no.
And I got the buff on me because I was just trying to knock some off the edge because I just wanted enough to play with the conduit because I'd never played with one of those. And so I'm like, oh, crap, got to drink the milk. And then all of a sudden, it's like, everything goes. I'm not invisible. Yep. And then apparently, and apparently I didn't know invisibility, you had to take off your armor. So I wasn't really invisible anyway.
Yeah, you got to take off your clothes if you're going to be naked in public.
I didn't realize that.
Invisible.
Yeah. It seems obvious. Almost too realistic.
Now, yeah.
Why do we put some clothes on if we're going to be fighting evil today?
Mm-hmm. Should I say my journey?
What have you been up to?
Sorry. Wait, did I interrupt you?
You're all good.
Okay. Now my journey hasn't really quite been in Minecraft. I mean, it's been in Minecraft, but I've been playing with RTX and ray tracing like crazy. And getting ray tracing to work on Java Edition and then kind of comparing the RTX version of Bedrock to the Java Edition with ray tracing and stuff like that. And so that has been where I put a ton of time recently is getting new, because you can do some crazy stuff now with all of that stuff. like it gets deep. Like you think like, okay, so you know, you got normal Minecraft, you got a resource pack. Okay. Understand that. Put in shaders. Okay, that adds a layer of complication. Some of those shaders can have ray tracing. Okay, that's a new layer of complication. Hmm. That ray tracing and shader pack can use a physically based rendering resource pack on top of all of that. Which is now like another layer of like weirdness. And then you getting that all to play together and like some of the physically based rendering resource packs, they use a different method of their like alpha channels, basically. So you gotta figure that out. Anyway, so that's where I've been kind of diving into recently.
And so does the FBI like show up and like, why do you need a computer that can handle this?
Why are you using the screen? Basically, yeah. It is kind of like when you see it all kind of working, I'm kind of like, is my computer okay? It's kind of like, can I handle this?
Smoke normal?
Yeah. All the comments are like, you know, oh, I Google this and my computer says like, no, just don't even try.
Just yeah, stop. Just stop.
Yeah,
stop. So I haven't been playing much Minecraft this week either. I got some free keys for Scrap Mechanic because they put out a survival mode, and I've been poking around with that. But it did kind of remind me of a lot of cool things that I wouldn't mind seeing in Minecraft because it has kind of this whole buildy aspect to it. I'm going to be putting a video out this week, videos, plural, of me doing Scrap Mechanic. But it did give me some good ideas for things I wouldn't mind seeing in Minecraft. So,
Nice. And I've been, oddly enough, I haven't played much Minecraft this week, though I've spent so much time in Minecraft getting, working on the, Chaffland server and, website and just a bunch of technical stuff. And, took a break. I guess last night to hop in with Eric and Kim and Trinemaster to mess with the Guardian Temple and ride down the ice highway. And so that was just like a big relief, just being able to hop in and actually play the game instead of just stopping pace.
Yeah, I love that ice highway, though, by the way. Last night I got to check it out for the first time. It's like light speed, just... flying. It's so cool, except like when you have to take a corner, you're like poof, hit a wall, you gotta slowly get yourself lined up, and then poof, it's like a bullet bullet train. Yeah, it's just like freaking awesome, love it.
Well, I'm adding a toll to it, just so you're aware now. Just go in with at least 20 buttons.
Oh god. And oh, to put down. Okay. See a
spot without buttons. Just put those 20 buttons on and then head on.
That's oh, I thought you were going to charge me diamonds like Chad or something.
No, I'm not that greedy. Matter of fact, you can just
make blind the man. Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, we're all done with our journeys.
I think so. And Brandt, you were playing on my server too. It's cool to see you there. And that was awesome.
I was. And I had a wicked surprise when I kind of turned around for a few minutes, and all of a sudden I was like, oh, there's a mob here in spawn. That's odd. Yeah. I wonder if, and then all of a sudden it was just like a train. I didn't know if there was like a zombie attack going on, but there was something, a chest or an enchantment block that was up next to the fence on the outside, so the mobs could just walk on in. And then I died, respawned. A zombie had my gear, so I'm like running around trying to kill him to get my gear back. I died again, and like after the sixth time, like they kept grabbing my stuff and going through the portal, and I was like, oh, I actually had some gear. And this probably needs to be fixed.
So that bad. Sounds like a really good promo for getting on Chad's server.
Well, no, they were all hopping on to like fix it, but then I was required to go work on a different server, so I haven't had time to get back on.
No, yeah. I saw that. It was like just the saddest message of like, there's some blocks. And I was like, oh my God, like poor Brent. And then like you can, there's a server log that connects to Discord, so you can kind of like see like he died. He logged off. Like, oh, God. Oh no.
He die, he cry, he bye.
Wow.
No, but it looks like a lot of fun. If folks haven't tried it, get on there and check it out. It's a cool server. I love how y'all do the like they have like a resource world that they'll reset after a while, so you know, it just won't all be gone.
yeah that recently reset it's basically a way to make it so that your normal world isn't just a totally like what do they call it, Swiss cheese.
Yeah,
tons of like mining and stuff like that, so you can go to the resource world, chop down, destroy, get as much sand as you want from whatever beach you see, and then go into the other one and keep it nice and clean.
It's really nice. Cool.
Thanks.
All right. Whoa. We're getting some weird weird things happening here.
I know. My face turned into a couple of W's for a second.
Well, I guess as long as we can hear you.
The OG.
The OG. strange things. I guess we'll move on. Maybe it'll get better.
Oh, that's what the OMG's for, the old Minecraft Daily. News and updates.
Today in Minecraft news.
All right, what happened this week in Minecraft? Uh-oh, are they actually gone?
No.
Oh, okay. They're just weird symbols.
Here. I'm trying. I'm turning on and off my video.
Okay. Okay.
There we are.
So.
Nope.
Oh, now you're gone.
Yep. It may be your bandwidth, Eric, because that's trying to limit your download stream.
Ooh. Really?
So it'll yeah, flip to that.
Quit
to
watching Tiger King in the other room.
Weird.
It's just a feature. So
yeah,
it's better than the stream going to crap, right?
That is true. We're a podcast. Dang it.
I'm going to skip the first one because I think you put that one in there, Eric. And if you're messing with that, we can go back to it.
Okay.
I want to talk to Chad about the second one. We got a new snapshot, right, Chad? Yeah.
Snapshot. And yeah.
You were in particular really excited about this one.
Yeah. So it's like a small technical snapshot, which may be a sign that we're getting closer and closer to pre-release, which would be great. But yeah. So some of the updates were we have a new Strider distance in the settings in the statistics.
Yeah.
And then got some fixes with like how villagers sleep and stuff like that.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah. And then Blackstone is actually, so you were talking before the show about maybe starting a
I haven't told anybody what we're doing yet.
Oh. Never mind.
Yeah, I keep almost messing up on it.
Well, anyway, Blackstone has changed how it spawns, and so you can find that in the walls of the Nether now. Oh. Which before you had to go to a basalt delta, which is really difficult to find. And Blackstone's the only way to make like stone tools and stuff like that. So if you want to make things with Blackstone, it was really difficult to find in the past. And now it's much easier because you can just go mining for it in the walls, which is great. And
so what does it look like?
Bastions now?
What does the ore
Blackstone?
Look like? Yeah.
Yeah. It looks like black stone.
That's basically. It. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah. It's easy. It's not hard to mistake as anything else. I mean, no. You have all this red Nether, and then you have like, okay,
cool. Blackstone. Yeah. Like,
you might think it's obsidian if you have never seen it before. Obsidian's a little bit more purple.
Right.
This is more actually, you know, black.
Okay.
It slightly has a cobblestone-ish texture, but it's actually kind of pretty far away. It's larger stones than cobblestone, and you can craft it up to make bricks and stairs and fences and everything like that too, which is really nice. Ooh. So it's a pretty cool thing. And then also it will a few tools and a few recipes, you can use blackstone instead of cobblestone. So that means that you can make like stone pickaxes and furnaces and stuff, which if you are trying to do a thing where you never go to the overworld is important because you would need those things to like smelt something.
Oh yeah. Let's make Blackrock Spire.
Nice. Hey.
That's a WoW reference in there.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was Acadian Bacon bringing that one up.
Oh,
well, anyway, I was being a little sarcastic. I didn't expect you to actually be enthusiastic about this, Chad.
It's to be honest, it's like the smallest snapshot we've gotten in like a long time. Yeah, it's like what we just talked about is like all the features. Like that
that's it.
Yeah, there you go. That's a biggie.
Ton of bug fixes. So, like you were saying, it does mean they're getting closer, right?
Yeah,
that's what I hope.
It looked like there was a bunch of things with villagers having issues with, and I don't know if this is something that's in there now or if it was something introduced during the snapshots, but where like villagers, if something went wrong when they weren't sleeping. They may never sleep in that bed again, kind of thing. Like weird things like that. And I was like, oh, that sounds... I saw that villager in my thing and he never sleeps. I wonder if that's why.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then fish have their own mob category and mob cap.
Yeah.
Is that going to affect like mob grinders? Like, do they actually take away from that right now?
It should make it better because fish, because if you made a mob grinder next to an ocean, the fish could kind of get out of control. And so that it should be better now. And the, and another thing that I'm actually really sad about is, if you have the recipe in your recipe book for, this is a new change. If like, you know what, you know, the recipe book that wasn't in Minecraft before.
Oh, I love it. Yeah. We talked about that last episode. I was like, oh my God. Yeah.
But if you had the recipe for a compass or a clock, you could see whatever they would display just by opening up the recipe because it shows you the finished product. And so you can, I use this all the time UHC is if I wanted to know the time of day, you just open a crafting table and you can see the recipe for the clock and it shows you what the clock would be because it animated and everything. And so now they've fixed that. So it's just a still image of it. And so it doesn't actually show the time of day, which is really sad.
that's funny.
20W19A.
It's like, why are you going to fix that? There's other things you could be fixing with our clocks and compasses.
Right.
It's probably with the new stuff in Nether setting the anchors and stuff that they're like, well, we're in here anyway. We might as well fix it.
Right.
Let's see. And what else?
I wonder if like mob spawners will spawn an overabundance of fish, so you'll have to worry about them. Which I don't see them dropping out, but like if they start producing under this mob thing and you don't have stuff to keep them from spawning, or people might have to figure that out. I don't even know if that could be an issue.
Yeah, I think the fear was that if fish are their own category, if fish weren't their own category, and say the mob cats, I forget what the mob cap actually is at, like say 200, right? And you have, and you're next to an ocean, so you have like already 150 fish, and you're only going to get 50 other mobs. But now, if fish are their own category, well, you could set the cap of fish at 50, and then you wouldn't ever have too many. So the normal mobs would happen more often. Is I think the hope there is that you're not getting like skeletons and creepers and stuff because all the fish aren't despawning. Or they've spawned a lot in the ocean that was next to you, that sort of thing.
Right. Because I guess it takes the ocean for them to actually spawn, so they wouldn't be spawning up in the spawner anyway. They would just be taking that count.
Right.
That makes sense.
Right.
Okay. Well, cool. We make stuff up a lot here, yes, so exactly. Don't blame Chad. It's all
that's how I interpreted it.
So what's this quarantine university thing here, Mr. Fullerton?
So walk the stage and receive your undergrad or grad diploma virtually. So just like the virtual prom from last week, this is a virtual commencement. It's basically there's a lot of different universities that are having their ceremony on one big stage. Boston University, Berkeley, New York University. There's a lot of them. If you go to the website, which is quarantine.university, but quarantine is spelled weird. anyway, it's just a way that, you know, grads can celebrate, while being quarantined, and you can sign up from any school, any university that you're in. It looks like as of right now, there's 1,477 members signed up to go. And I don't really know how it works, but you can go to the website if you're interested. I think that's pretty cool. I mean, the map looks really neat.
Draft you?
The shaft, you.
Can we give out some diplomas to people on the shaft lane?
I think it's like the... I don't know. It's like the old dude, like
giving him too much credit,
creeping on a playground or something. It's like, I don't know, these guys belong here. But this is
colleges, right? It's not like
But even college, that's tour. Yeah, but like compared to our age, yeah, it is kindergarten. But this is going down in May 22nd. So get on in it, do your RSVPs. And
so you're saying I need to go to college first to go to this thing?
Yes.
Well, I guess you're right. Like when you're in kindergarten, you got to be one age to graduate from kindergarten or whatever it is that you do. But when you're in a university, you can be whatever age. So yeah, if you were like graduating at the age of 96, I guess then you can go. That'd be cool. People might be kind of weirded out a little bit, but you'd be like, dude, I'm 97. I'm just now graduating. Cut me a break.
I think right? They'd be more freaked out as why a 97-year-old would have a Minecraft account.
All right.
There's nothing wrong with it.
They play Minecraft, huh?
Okay. I get insulted while I'm streaming all the time. They're like, why is Grandpa playing games? Get off my grass blocks!
Nice.
So maybe we should live stream. Oh, wait, they're live streaming. Never mind. Let's move on. I'm liable to say more horrible ideas about this, so we should probably just go on to the next thing I'll say horrible ideas about.
This next one is all about Minecraft Realms, and there are 15 new maps arriving on Java Minecraft Realms, right? With like rafting and like pig thieves and the floor is a trap. I'm not really sure what that is, but it seems like some cool stuff. So I recommend checking it out if you're into the Java realms.
Sweet.
And we may have a shaft Java realms thing or whatever it is. Realms.
Oh.
There's a fair on it right now, so I've been running around that. Maybe that was last week. I don't know. Things are blurring together lately. But I wanted to see what it was like on like how just it all worked. And so I went on and put on a map of a amusement park because I love those. And it was interesting. So now to get some folks on and before the tablet.
It's really kind of odd. It's a different era for Minecraft, you know, with the way things are going. I know my daughter, my youngest, came up and said, Daddy, somebody made a pack for Steven Universe in Minecraft. It only costs $15. And it has all the skins from the show. And I'm sitting there going,
what is this?
Back in my day, we downloaded skins.
Content was free back in my day.
Exactly. It's like $15 for Steven Universe. And then, you know, I'm too lazy to go and hunt down all the things. So I'm like, okay.
Yeah. It's confusing also because, like, Realms is different than the marketplace. But they have a lot of the same sort of stuff. And now there's this new thing called Realms Plus, which is only for the Bedrock Edition, which basically gives you Realms Plus free marketplace things.
Yeah.
And so it's like even more blurred the lines of like, is this, am I in the marketplace or am I in Realms? And then like, what, like, I don't know.
Did I buy the right thing?
Right, exactly. And if you're in Java Edition, there is no marketplace. That does not exist at all. So if you buy Realms and like this announcement, okay, you got 15 new maps basically for what you've always been paying for Realms. But then you got Realms Plus, which is like different. It's like it's so easy to get confused.
Yeah.
I don't understand
how you
got to
tier it for the stupid parents. That's what you got to
do. Right. Or just like give me that grid of like, this is the title of it, and this is what's included. You know, it's like you got Realms for Java. This is what's included. Realms for Bedrock is what's included. Realms Plus. Okay, that's what's included.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it kind of bleeds over into Dungeons already, because I went and signed up, you know, for the pre-order. And then we have an article in here about preloading the Minecraft Dungeons. And so I went to go do that. And I was like, wait, but it's saying I don't have this on my account. Well, it's because Microsoft, and I have like 10 Microsoft accounts, because I swear every time you log in, it's like, I don't know. It seems like, anyway, so apparently I bought it under a different account. And but anyway, you needed a separate launcher anyway, so it doesn't matter. But we'll get into that later.
That was a really long story for it didn't matter.
Yeah. It mattered to me. It really mattered to me.
I'll give you a hug later. It's okay. It's okay. I've got you, man.
So 9 more maps in May. We'll go ahead for Realms. We'll go ahead and go over that because it's Realms. There's a new novel, though. Like, I guess they've been doing more novels that I found out. This one's by Jason Fry. It's called Minecraft The Voyage. It's a weird title, but, you know, whatever. But it's also available on Audible. So if you want to listen to it for free, just go on over to audibletrial.com/theshaft. And you can download this and one of the other Minecraft novels there for free and give it a listen. And so we'll link to that in the show notes so you can listen to the first bit of it and see if you like it.
Mm-hmm. Juicy.
I haven't read a single... I started the first Minecraft book and I gave up. It's like, couldn't...
See, I like... Now that I have kids, I don't think I've read a book in 5 years.
Yeah. I mean, I haven't read a book like ever. I've only listened to audio books. But
that's have you never read a book before? That is so weird. I mean, it's not weird that you have it. It's weird that, like, I've never met another person that's never read a book. Like, I've never really told anybody that, but I've never read a book either. Yeah, that's awesome. Yeah. That's awesome. Like, well, cool.
Not even like high school, like required reading, like you just do cliff notes.
No, yeah, I find a way to get the information some other way.
Wow.
I
may have read one of the Harry Potter books. Like, this is before, like, when it was a huge hype.
Wow.
I think that there's a chance, but there's also a good chance that I started a Harry Potter book and then didn't finish it. And
at the end, it's just filled in with the movies.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, there was one book I started reading. I was super excited about it. I got it signed. It's Make Love the Bruce Campbell Way. I got it signed by Bruce himself. And I'm like, dude, this is going to be, if there's one book, it's this. I'm going to read it. And I was like a chapter in before he released the audiobook with him narrating. And I was like, done. I was like, this is awesome. And so I got pretty close once.
Yeah, nice. No, when I was in high school, I read 3 books a week.
Oh, wow.
And not chumpy books either. Like, I read, like, real freaking books.
Yeah. Wow, it's crazy. Thinking,
like, there's got to be a book that I know for a fact that I read. The thing is like, I went
is to... it's got to be an O'Reilly book. It's got to be...
yeah. How to code?
right.
Yeah, I was, you know, in I'm dyslexic. In middle school, I went to a dyslexic school, and so I swear that there had to have been an assignment where we had to read a thing, like we had to read a book. Obviously, like, I've read children's books too, but like an actual novel.
Same here. I've read comic books. I've read tons of comic books, but like never, like when I was little, it would give me a headache and it would hurt. And then I would get really tired and I'd just get super bored. I don't know. And I couldn't remember stuff. It's just like, oh, this is painful. So I don't know. Wow. This is a weird tangent.
I've been so desperate to get my kids reading, you know, cause I mean, like, my house is full of entertainment. I have, you know, every video game system. We've got 4 computers in the house. We've got Netflix and Hulu and this and that and subscriptions to this. And I'm just like, look, these are the Harry Potter books. Read them, please, my children. Please. Yeah.
What about, like, which way?
Dad, why are you installing a library in my bedroom? You will read one of these.
They will fall on you one day, and you will have to lead your way out.
Yes.
So, like, choose your own adventure.
Oh yeah, I remember those.
That's not a real book.
Yeah,
well, I know, but I'm trying to bridge the gap here, Wes.
Yeah, I know.
Work with me. I'm fine with Audible. Like, I haven't. Like, I used to just be a voracious reader and just like loved it, and I love reading, but it's just at a point where it's just like, well, I don't have time unless I'm on the crapper.
Yeah.
So, you know, how about we not, and we'll just listen to books from now on, and it's almost better in a way for me, just because I can do it while I'm doing other stuff.
Well, and to be honest, in today, like, people work too much, and commutes are really good times to listen to audiobooks, you know, without interfering with having a real life. So, I mean, audiobooks aren't what they used to be either. A lot of them are completely unabridged. They're paying a lot of people to voice act them. These are not chumpy little things. This is full on production, and I recommend it. But we should move on.
Yeah. Well, one last thing, because you just brought up something. Like, I really do look at the time in books now, and it's like, that's only a 9-hour book. Like, there's no way I'm using my free credit on that. I need, like, at least a 20, if not a 40-hour, like, book here.
Totally. And I'll also make sure to look at the member price right before I purchase it. I'm like, because I spend, like, $14 a month on Audible, so it's like, if the member price is under $14, I'm like, I'll just buy it. Like, I'll buy it and keep my credit, and then I'll spend it on a book that's over $14.
Nice.
It's a whole, Okay, so that's great stuff. Audible, go do it. That brings us to some preload Minecraft dungeons. I don't know if we even want to get into that, but there was an article about it. I went and scoured the site where Microsoft has the stuff, the info, and I couldn't find any way to preload. So I just downloaded the launcher because it does use a different launcher than Minecraft, even though it has the option there. Apparently you need a different launcher. Maybe that's not true, but because it just showed me the same thing. But it may be country locked is all I can think of.
Yeah.
Because like when you look at the page, it kind of flashes for a second, which I believe that's the country thing happening. So I don't know. Someone from a different country, can you see a way to preload the game, whether it matters?
Well, I'm going to try to get us keys for this so that we can have a video on release day.
Yeah.
I like that idea.
Did any of you guys get to play the beta thing?
No.
Did you play it?
Yeah, I did. I'm so shocked at how polished it was and how it's going to be good. It's going to be really, really good. My fear is that it's going to go by so fast. Like,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I watched Ghost playing it. Ghost from Texas, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, like, he is not an easily entertained person.
Yeah.
He requires a certain level of complexity to the things that he enjoys. And he was having a great time with it. And so, I honestly was completely disinterested until I saw him interested. And I went, oh, wait a minute. Let's do this thing.
Yeah. I mean, it's so. So, do you guys remember Fable?
Yeah, I like Fable.
And do you remember how Microsoft just took that property and ran it into the ground?
Yeah.
What was it? They had Fable. What's hilarious to me is they did exactly what they're doing with Minecraft Dungeons with Fable. In fact, I think there was even a thing called Fable Dungeons, and it was horrible. But somehow they have figured out how to do it with Minecraft and it'd be good, because I am really shocked about, like, I recorded this stuff for the videos I had to make, and then I played it with a few friends, and then I played it on my own because I was like daydreaming about it. Like, it was good enough to keep me interested even when I wasn't required to do it for the channel and everything like that. So
wait, I want to scroll back on something that you just said there. Are you saying sometimes Microsoft curses it's good things? and then treats them poorly and makes crappy products out of good things. I just want to double back. Is that something that you said in public?
I think Microsoft employees would even say that. Like, they have a bad track record on something.
I just want to make sure I got that right. I may have similar opinions. Maybe we should talk.
And it sounds like there's a fourth. Like, we're going to need a fourth, right, to do a nice dungeon crawl. We'll have to... Maybe that'll be like pre-show stuff, too. We'll do a dungeon with the guest. And...
Oh, that'd be fun.
Yeah. Nice.
It's a date, just like the date hundreds of thousands, maybe only 130,000, but it's still a lot of people had it. Virtual Square Garden, which was a musical festival held like a week ago or something like that. But they raised over $50,000 for charity, and 130,000 people showed up to hear chiptunes and other awesome music in a Minecraft setting. Which is the second one. Last month there was one that featured American football, which I'm too old to know who they are, but apparently they're some indie band or something. And they raised $8,000. So good stuff.
Nice.
That's cool. They put all those people on one server?
I don't know. Maybe they could. That would take reading the article more than I did.
They did something. They worked some magic somehow.
Let me send them a message and see if they respond before the show's over.
Tweet them real quick. Yeah. all right. Well, that was a lot of news. I'll tell you what. We don't have a
listener.
Here, we got an old one. Here you go. This is a good one.
Listener contributions is real good, and I like to listen while I go to the bathroom.
That's good old John Mass sent us that one probably 5 years ago. I don't know how long ago, but we keep a lot of these.
That guy.
Yeah. So we got some contribs this week.
This first one is amazing.
Okay.
Did who put that in there?
So there was a Brony live stream. We all have been caught on those one time or another. But on this one, someone actually did a live version of In Search of Diamonds on the Brony live stream. And so we'll link to the YouTube video where it's played live with a little bit of background looping drums and bass and stuff. It's pretty good rendition. Wow. I think you need to talk to him and maybe we can do a crossover. You can do a crossover.
Right? That's crazy.
Yeah.
Can I play a little? Is that okay? Just a little tiny, little something, something?
It might not be smart.
Can he play it, you know?
Oh, that's a good point. Wow, we're in freaking IP Inception. Yeah. It's like, how will YouTube content ID screw us this week? Will it side with us or him?
We might break YouTube.
You never know what you will find, changing the world that's in your mind. For yourself and walk with me.
That's awesome!
World of Wonderland, if you
I had no idea this was going on.
Wait, Eric.
So we have
know that your 12 million view video was popular?
No, still popular to this day. It's been 10 years.
Yes.
Well, that's cool. So we'll drop that in the show notes or in the description on YouTube. And the link will go straight to the moment. So you don't, because it's like an hour long something. No, it's over an hour long. That is really freaking cool. Okay. Well, neat.
That is awesome. Well, that really makes me happy.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, crossover. Get him on the show.
Yeah, that'll be cool.
Our live festival coming up next week. Just kidding.
I can make it happen.
So we got a call in from Jackamon.
Jakeymon.
I thought it was Jack E-mon.
No, it's pronounced here. Jakeymon. It's got the pronunciation right there.
Oh, yeah, it does right there. Jakeymon. Okay, here it goes.
Hey, guys. This is Jakeymon calling with another question for the Shaft guys. So coincidentally, at about the same time you guys are rebooting the Shaft, I was listening to old Nation of Gamers episodes on archive.com for the first time, and I really liked them. I thought that podcast is your guys' best work yet. But anyways, I'm just curious, between your original Minecraft days and now, what's been, I don't know if Minecraft was ever your favorite game, but what's been, you know, like that big game in your life in the between years between then and now? So yeah, thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you guys later.
Oh, that's a great question.
Yeah, I think I took a deep dive in just Ingress.
Yeah, it's
still a big game for me when I can get out of the house again.
That's a good one. Yeah, because I did a lot of videos for Ingress.
Hey, Brent,
and then we got
Brent,
together.
Do you remember that time where I said I got this great mobile game I've been playing? It's called Ingress. What do? You should play it with me. And do you remember? I think the words you said to me had no more than four letters in them.
We always used to make fun of them.
Four, so
yeah, yes, and then
exclamation point.
And then all of a sudden, you're like, "No, this is what I'm all about." And I'm like, "Dude, I was all about it 6 months ago."
It was funny because there was another game, and I don't know where that game is at this point. I mean, it's gone, I'm sure, but
yeah,
supposedly Ingress had ripped off the game from them, but. Like, I assume that's not true, no. But that game was horrible.
Well, there was another game that I told you about, and I said, hey, we should really play this together. And you laughed at me out loud. I think that game was called Moancraft, Moorcraft, Mallcraft, something. Oh, Minecraft. That was it.
I don't think that's true.
I wouldn't
be surprised.
But. Episode one. Go back and listen to episode one of The Shaft, and you'll hear all about it.
I'm going to have to. Was that have you laughing guys about playing it?
No, we were talking about it, and me and Spencer were telling you about Minecraft and how it was fun, and you were like, that sounds terrible to me.
Yes. And it did. I mean, like, to be honest, like, back then, like, what was it? Y'all dug a hole in a wall and stayed there for 40 minutes before you could get out. And,
yeah. There were no mobs.
Trying to kill you.
There was no mobs. Yeah. So it was just like, is this a paint program? What is this? Like, we didn't understand.
No, there were totally mobs. Our first story was about how Spencer got killed by a creeper, but I couldn't get the sound to work. Back then, and the first time I played Minecraft, I could not get sound to work. So if you can imagine me digging in the deep earth and not able to hear creepers come up behind me.
Oh my god.
Die. You're like, oh, I guess that's just how this game works.
Yes.
Yeah. It was RLCraft before RLCraft.
Yeah.
Yep. It's true. Yeah.
Have you guys played at all Minecraft Earth?
No.
It's the Ingress of Minecraft.
I know, we're looking forward to it. I've requested keys.
I've opened it a few times. The ARG games, like, I have space for two. And so Ingress always takes slot one. And then Pokemon took the other one. Then Harry Potter. And so I need to try Minecraft Earth more. Because I think I would like it.
I just don't... it's so sad because it's so well made, but I can't even get myself to open it and look at it. And they're like, I'll see all these updates and stuff. And I just can't.
It's still in beta, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But it's a really good beta. Really, really good.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's missing some puzzle piece that it doesn't have. I feel like.
I think part of my brain always thinks of anything off the PC with Minecraft is I'm not going to like it because of the controls. And I know it's completely different in there. And so, like, I've picked up items, but I haven't done anything with those items. And I don't really even know what you do, except for I saw Seth made a the thing that counts your steps, a step counter in it.
A like pedometer, thing.
Yeah, pedometer. Yeah. Like, what? You can get it to actually, like...
Weird.
Do redstone stuff. Anyway, that sounds crazy.
It's kind of cool. I'll definitely check it out. I mean, if we get keys.
Yeah, I think it's an open beta, so I don't think you need a key at the moment. You just get it.
Well, shoot, I'll grab it. Yeah.
I think. Don't quote me.
Well, I've sent an email. I got it out. We'll find out.
Yeah.
Well, so if you go to the store, it just doesn't have a download or anything?
Let me see. Because I used to be in the, closed beta. Like, I need, like, a test flight thing for, like, iOS and stuff. But I'm pretty sure that it is available for everybody. Just looking in the app store for... Yeah, it's just in the app store right now. It's weird because we were just talking about dungeons and how good it seems... And then Minecraft Earth, it seems solid. It seems great, but there's some spark like missing. Like, I don't know. I don't know how to like get myself to play it more.
Right. So, interesting. Well, maybe they'll find that final ingredient before they launch it, you know, before it's final.
Yeah. See, you got it.
Got an update. So.
The other problem I have with it is it's really hard to record because, like, you could dox yourself if you're, like, playing it at your house, you know? And so we could, I guess, triangulate the roads and whatnot. Like, if I was to record the screen, you know? Yeah. So I always have to drive somewhere to go record it. And then, and so I, like, never record videos about it.
Yeah. No, I had somebody ask me that once. They're like, why don't you make some videos about doing Ingress or Pokemon Go? And I'm like, because I go to the same spots all the time and they're within a certain range of my home and I don't want to identify. And then people are like, oh, will you be my Pokemon Go friend? And I'm like, no, you will see everything that I do. No, I can't be
your Pokemon. Every gift will be the same location.
Yes. So what do we got here? We've got some YouTube comments.
We do. So from the last episode.
Yeah, first one here is from Daniel Turner, who says, the gravel of Galel, or maybe it's the gravel of Galel.
Gravel of Galel.
He also says, see you on Twitch in 11 hours and 39 minutes. And he did. Is he here right now?
Well, and the ironic thing is that it says 10 hours ago. So I know exactly when you went and looked at these comments.
It looks like he's there.
Yeah. Next was Mule Skull, who said, I'm glad you guys are back. Something was just missing while you guys were on a hiatus. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
And then also Mule Skull.
That's funny what I just read.
That's the code for this week, for this episode. So if you go to chat.live and register, you'll have to find the button. You can use that code to get the achievement.
Yep.
Songbird Music says, my life is complete. The Shaft is back.
Oh, yeah. And... that's a really small text. Is that say
it's Beeson Smith.
Beeson Smith says, holy crap. I was 12 or 13 when I started listening initially. I am now 21. This is really awesome. He's old now.
I like that we're still able to poorly impress you in your adulthood.
Well said, sir. Well thanks. Said. Very well.
Thanks.
I'm just killing time before I find this button here.
The trailers for the trailers.
There it is.
Excavation station.
All righty. We got some stuff this week.
We got a call in this week, don't we?
We do. Oh, yeah. I love those. From This Guy Does Stuffs.
How's it going, guys? This Guy Does Stuffs here. I have a question for a reverse of excavation station. What's a mob, block, feature, etc. that you would remove from Minecraft if you had the power to do so? Have a good one and sleep tight. Don't let the phantoms bite.
Oh.
I think you answered your own question.
I know what I would remove.
Phantoms just feel like the jerkiest thing you can do to anybody.
Yeah, it's hate those.
Hey, I know you're having fun in the game. I know you've been playing, but here, stop.
Go to sleep.
Go to sleep. Go to bed.
Yeah.
Can we remove
Mom?
Mom, if Mom was a freaking scary bird swooping down from the sky at midnight, I would remove cobblestone.
What?
He
hates cobblestone.
Y'all didn't know I hated cobblestone? Well, I hate cobblestone. Yes,
but come on. That hatred is old and tired.
And it just keeps on going. I wish it would go away one day, but it just doesn't. I still hate cobblestone.
Why?
It looks ugly. It's always in my inventory. I'm always throwing it on the ground. I'm always filling chests with it, or I'll just come across a chest and it's completely full, and I'm like, oh, I gotta throw it away. It's just always in the way. It's a commodity that's just too easy to get. Like, it doesn't even matter that I hate the texture, because I hate the texture. But if it was just anything else that was just everywhere and all over the place, I would hate that instead. So,
okay,
like,
okay, you hate air and water too.
Like, I don't hate dirt, but dirt doesn't always fill up my inventory. It doesn't, like, you're not mining dirt, right? You're always mining through like stone.
Here's my first excavation station idea. Okay.
Okay.
I got one coming up later, but here you go. Here's my item. It's called the garbage can. Okay. And what it is it's an object. And if it's in your hand, like you have put it on your bar and you've selected it, whatever materials you have agreed when you look at the item, you put cobblestone, redstone, gold, whatever. Okay. As soon as you pick it up and say, I have the garbage can in my hand, it takes all those things out of your inventory and makes them go away.
Wait, okay, so this is Microsoft, though. We're going to have to make it a recycle bin just so if you screw up, you can get it back.
Nice.
Okay. And maybe you make it from a shulker box. Maybe it's a shulker box that can hold, like, it basically, you define what can be in it, right? And it just throws all of, like, maybe it's infinite cobblestone goes in the shulker box.
Now, what if you just had an auto-delete set? So you had your setting screen where you go, auto-delete these blocks, and you check them.
Yeah.
And then when you go mining, they just go away.
And maybe you got to have a bucket of lava in your possession, because technically you're just taking your stuff and throwing in the lava.
Or
a
cactus.
Yeah. There you go.
What if it was a hopper shulker box? And so you can do the same sort of like hopper... filtering that you can do with a normal item filter, and then everything would go into the hopper and then into your shulker box, but then you could choose to just throw it all out later.
This is good.
And that leaves like an interesting like comparator going in. Is it this or that? Well, then put it in the lava to burn it away, or put it in the water to turn it into cobblestone and give it to Eric for me automatically.
Thanks. Oh boy.
Okay, so Brent, what have you got here?
Ghasts. They're useless. Like, they don't even drop anything really worthwhile. And then you're just trying to build over this lava pit, and they shoot at you, and they're just annoying. And that's why our ice road has a big zigzag pattern, because you hit a big lava thing and you're like, okay, well, either I build over this and it's going to suck, or I just take a left. I'm going to take a left. So I'm sorry.
See, but I think ghasts are the like the single mob that make the Nether.
Creeper in the Nether would suck worse. I mean, honestly. So,
yeah.
And they're not like hard to kill. It's just you kill them and it's like their drop's probably going to go in lava or it's over there and it's not like a gas tier. Like, what are all the things I can do with gas tier? It's like a potion. And, is that how you resummon the dragon? Do you need that in Wither Skull?
No. I think it's just the is it just regeneration potion that you need that for.
Like, I feel like
the only one.
Like, then are you going to use that potion? Because it's like, well, I don't get enough gas tiers to like really use this until I really need it. So it's going to stay in my inventory until I never use it because I forget it's there. That's just so I don't know. Maybe ideas for how to make them better drops or something, or at least tell me which direction they're coming from. And they cry.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it.
So is this is this the reverse excavation station or the real excavation station? Okay.
Do you have a reverse one, Chad?
I would say I would remove the feature. So there's a small itty bitty feature that if you have a tamed cat and you fall asleep, that cat will give you an item when you wake up. And it's always like a kind of a crummy item. So it might be like a piece of string or like a rabbit's foot or something. It's kind of like the idea of like the cat went and found like a dead bird and like brought it to you. But it's nobody really knows about it. And like it's kind of like weird whenever it happens because you always forget about it. So you're like wake up and then like string will fall out of your face because like it doesn't actually do like any animation where it's like the cat gave it to you. It's just all of a sudden you wake up with the item and you're just kind of like, what, how did I get this string? And then you have to remember like, oh yeah, I have a tamed cat and I fell asleep next to it, so I just removed that whole feature. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Wes,
you got nether wart. I've never made a potion in my life. Screw that stuff. I hate it all. It's stupid. It's ugly. It doesn't serve to even exist. Period. I win.
But mix it with your nether block.
You're saying words, and they include nether word, and we're done.
It's the coolest block in the game, color-wise. This shiny red thing. It's my favorite.
Okay. I support you. I support you.
Yeah.
So moving on, actual excavation station ideas.
Actual one.
Yeah.
Actual. We got one in the chat room a minute ago. It was Turner20 used highlighted text to say, I want sharks with lasers. Does he really?
No. Actually, I think it specifically said freaking laser beams.
Oh.
Shooting out of their eye.
I definitely wouldn't go in the ocean anymore. Like, it's already enough with the
wait dragon. Don't we already have that? Basically we have the lasers on the think Guardians.
Oh yeah, that's right.
Oh right. Yeah, lasers. Yeah, like
so just get a resource pack that changes your Guardians into sharks and you're golden.
Yeah, I got it.
Yep. So I have an excavation station idea, okay? And it's because I've been playing Scrap Mechanic all week. And what it is a bearing, okay, that can be powered by redstone, okay?
Okay.
So you have some disc that will take two blocks and allow them to rotate and be powered by redstone.
That's cool.
It would allow you to make, like, you know, windmills or cars or, you know, whatever. I mean, obviously, cars would be hard with square wheels, but,
yeah,
you know, maybe if you made them big enough with stair blocks, you know?
A really big car, yeah.
Yeah, it'd have to be really, really big. But, yeah, like, the
water wheels.
Water wheels. You could make cool decorations so that you have things that are rotating on the top of your building.
Oh yeah, that'd be neat.
Like a door like sliding back and forth out of the way. Like,
well, I mean, obviously you could take a lot of stuff. you know, from games like that, that allow you to program more stuff than on and off and things like that. You know, like if you could have some kind of programming that would allow you to say, okay, move to 45 degrees, move to 135 degrees, stuff like that. Like you could make all kinds of cool stuff if you went that far. But I'll just settle for the bearing for now, and we'll whine about the rest next week.
Well, I think you could reduce the size of a bunch of redstone contraption with that, where you're basically doing the same principle, but you need so many like pistons pushing it in a huge square to get it, you know, pushed around to that 90 degree angle where you needed that item to be, that just being able to swivel it would be cool. Well, cool.
Yeah.
I like it. That's right. Like, it seemed nice and simple compared to, I'm going with a, caravans that this is a new I don't even know what you call it, like caravan leader would be a new villager profession type, and basically the only thing they would sell is like their movement to another place, and you could attach llamas to them, kind of like how you can train up, you know, what, 11 llamas now. You would basically hook them up to them, and then you would pay them, and then they would take off on the path that you had created to the end of that path. And the fee would cost more on how many llamas you gave them. So you could load up all your gear if you need to move it somewhere. And a bunch of shelter.
That's neat.
And then have them take it there for you.
Like crazy, but replace llamas with other villagers. Because like moving villager, if you wanted to do like a villager spawner, like an iron thing, moving the actual villagers from one spot to another is the hardest thing in the world. So if I could just pay one villager to round up all the other villagers and get them to move, I'd pay a few diamonds for that.
So maybe like saddles that you could either put a villager on or the box.
I just want him to be the Pied Piper, basically. Like,
only the kids.
Send them out.
Right.
Children. Well, and that wouldn't be a bad thing either. Maybe there should be a tool, because I mean everybody has spent their time trying to get a villager into a damn minecart. What if you could just hand them a bunch of money and say, go to this location I told you to go to?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Follow me for a while.
Yes. Come on. If you have any kids, it's double. You know, I mean, you know, it's that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. That's my fave.
Is it my turn?
Yes.
Or Eric's turn?
I don't have one. I'm still learning stuff, so that's my excuse.
Mine is that maps should be rendered differently. So right now, if you start a map, it does a top-down view. So if you have a block that's 250 blocks up in the sky, it'll render on the map as if it's the same level as everything else, because it's just a complete top-down view. That also means that in the Nether, if you make a map, it will only show the top of the Nether, which is all bedrock. So it won't. A map will not work in the Nether. So I want to change maps to be basically a slice of the world from where you are right now. So wherever you started that map, maybe it's a 20-block slice, you know, 30, it could be a pretty big slice to do that top-down view of. But that would be awesome for a few reasons. A, it would allow you to do maps in the Nether, which is, of course, the big Nether update is coming out. So to do maps in the Nether, that'd be cool. And then you could also have like a building with multiple layers, and then you could basically make a floor plan for that building with a map slice, but you couldn't do that any other way. And then also, same thing if you're underground and you wanted, say, a map of your underground tunnel, then if you had a map slice, you could have the underground you know, system or whatever mapped out, but you can't really do that in the current way. So
what slice if you could just maps. Up arrow and down arrow and go through different strata?
That'd be awesome. And the thing is that you have the cartography table. That's like a new block that exists. So you could build all of that into the cartography table and say, you got a slice of a map right here. Use the cartography table to raise and lower what layers, or even expand and contract. You know, maybe you only want it a 3 tall, you know, slice, or you could make it a 30 block tall slice to get in all the tops of the trees and whatnot. So you could do all sorts of stuff.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah, that's cool. Good.
It's like a mech idea there.
Right. Well, that's a new one. Never heard of anything like that being pitched on the show before. So
yeah, that's what's called a good idea.
Oh, that's what they're like. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah. Always knew we'd get a good idea on this show. All right. Well, cool. Boom.
Sightings.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, that's sad.
God. It's so
intense. Oh, yeah, he passed away.
He passed away yesterday.
I meant to mention that to you, Eric. I totally forgot.
Oh, man. I didn't even
know. Yep. Yeah, someone told me on Discord, and that's pretty wild.
Oh,
huh?
No, I'm sad.
Double rainbow. Well,
death. It's so intense.
Wow, he went there.
Wow.
I thought you're gonna do like a double funeral and be like, oh, it's so
double funeral. Well, so I just discovered something the other day that I thought was really cool. It's the Ask Mojang show on the Mojang or on the Minecraft YouTube channel. It's and currently they're doing Ask Mojang Home Edition. They're basically like short interviews with the Mojang team, and it's hosted by Lydia Winters. It's nice. They're like tiny little podcasts, and they're really fun. There's three episodes right now, and so I'm just kind of looking around to see what everybody's doing, and happen to find that, and it's pretty cool. So yeah, good old Minecraft chick.
Awesome.
Still at it. So go check it out.
I'll have to watch these. We also got, I've been using this website quite a bit, it seems, working with the server and stuff, called minecraft.tools. And there's a lot of tools in there to like spit out the code for doing the characters for text and books, or if you need to use the color codes, you don't want to sit there and type it all out, you can just kind of click and set those. But also it'll do like mobs. So if you need to spawn a villager named Ted and he's going to stick here and he's not going to take up items, you just click all the selections and it spits out the console command that you just throw in and it'll do. So a lot of interesting stuff there.
Oh, yeah. That's handy.
Can I add one to that?
Yeah. Yes.
Digminecraft.com. Just digminecraft.com. They do they have a lot of like sort of doubling up of Minecraft tools. They do a lot of the same stuff. One thing that I really like Dig Minecraft for is they do a lot of Bedrock stuff as well. So if you're trying to do that same sort of mob generator that's like a baby that has a name that's riding on something, you can do that with Dig Minecraft and it'll give you like the different edition, which is really hard to do because everything is like, I like the Enderman sound.
Only 75 bits and you can interrupt the show too.
That's freaky.
That's funny. So yeah, that's basically it. Dig
cool.
Minecraft.
That's cool. I will definitely try that out.
We'll add that to the show notes. Very good.
Who is it?
Housekeeping!
Hey! You don't have your own key yet? We haven't got her a key?
Yeah, these years? Does she have a mask?
Oh, yeah.
Housekeeping!
Are you wearing a mask?
just clean the doorknob, if you could. Could you just clean the doorknob?
I breathe on pillow?
No. We're good. We're good. We've got mints. But thank you. Just clean the doorknob.
Out of Lysol!
See you next week, then. All right.
That one never gets old. The shaft.live. You can register now. So the badges we've been mentioning each episode, you can now go get. And we'll continue to do those. And we'll probably forget some weeks, and then we'll give the codes out later. But go there, and we'll start posting things that hopefully you'll be interested in there.
Yeah. Yes. And you can watch us weekly on Twitch. We are recording live on Twitch. Typically lately, it's been on Tuesday nights at 9 p.m. Central, 10 p.m. Eastern. You just go to twitch.tv/theshaftlive.
Yes. And
speaking of Twitch, Chad, your channel.
Hey. Thank you. So I'm on Twitch on OMG Chad, YouTube, OMG Craft, and OMG Chad, although OMG Chad hasn't been uploading a whole bunch. And then I also do a gadget podcast called The Gizwiz, gizwiz.tv.
Love Gizwiz. And,
thanks. Yeah, that's basically all my stuff.
Nice.
And do you have a schedule you keep to, or...
On Twitch, no. Twitch, I have just been doing sporadic, like, whenever I can, basically. And then I do once a month, like, power weekends where I stream for 12 hours on Saturday, 12 hours on Sunday. That happens once a month. That'll be coming up soon. But mostly just follow and get a notification whenever I go live.
And slap that bell.
Slap it. Slap that bell. I want to remind everyone again, probably last chance to sign up for the In Search of Diamonds 2020 build team. So if you don't remember, just shortly, this is, I'm doing a new In Search of Diamonds song video with updated builds and everything. And so to sign up to build something that's going to be in the music video, go to tinyurl.com/iwantabuild. There's only been 9 people signed up so far to claim different things to build in the video. So sign up. I think we're probably going to get this going pretty soon. So it's about to close because I want to get this sucker on the road and get the guitar guy.
The map ready so people can go in and claim a lot and build stuff. I've already built a diamond there for you.
Ooh.
I don't know if you need it, but so everybody will have their block and then people can vote on them. So then they can vote on the ones they like the most for the video. And so that's all done.
So yay. Just
get people signed up and get them there.
Link established.
Sweet. Link established.
Link established.
And speaking of the Shaftlands, it's open. Go. Go to the Discord. Someone hopefully will post the link in chat because I'm not looking at it right now. But just go in there. If you link your account, which just is a code that you give to a bot, and you'll be able to then get on the server. And it may explode. So we took a backup last night. Just prepared for tears. You'll log into the lobby, and it's just kind of a looky-see kind of area. But just ask one of the mods to put you in the Shaftlands group, and we'll add you to it.
Yep.
Maybe tomorrow.
And the last thing I wanted to add is I am streaming way too much. And if you think I'm entertaining at all, I'm sorry first. But second off, you can get more of me. Just look for Wes Wilson pretty much everywhere. I'm streaming about 5 nights a week on both YouTube, Twitch, and Mixer. And I'm going to be uploading some new content to YouTube as regular videos this week. So, cheers, everybody.
5 nights sweet. At Wes's.
Yes, yes.
Is that a new game that he's going to try to get me to play?
Yeah.
I might. I have a feeling it's going to have a fuse, but the fuse is burning very quickly and very hotly right now. So
hotly.
Hotly.
Oh.
Well, and we got to say a big thanks to Chad for coming on the show tonight.
Yeah,
we didn't have to really twist his arm too much. At least Wes didn't tell us if he had to, like, spot him a 20 on the side or something. So thanks so much for coming on the show. We appreciate it. And hopefully we can get some Minecraft in together.
Yeah.
Yeah. Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Cool. And no joke, Chad, like, you were the first person I thought of when I was like, who should we get back on the show to be our... You were, like, the first person, and I will PayPal you the $120 I owe you.
That is a joke, everybody. That is a joke. Thank you. Thank you. I'm honored to be here. Thank you.
Oops. The song loops. I didn't know. Here, let me. Let's just say goodbye again because I decided to loop.
So I just want to say thank you to Chad for being on.
Oh, thank you.
and hey, Chad, I'll have that $120.
Hey, he's joking. He is joking. Oh,
well,
have we looped again yet? Are we around together?
We're out for real this time.
Piggy in Toy Story was like, I'm going too fast. I got to go around the bend.
Oh, I got to go again.
Congratulations. You made it through the shaft alive. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite. Congratulations. You made it through the shaft alive. Be sure to subscribe on your favorite podcast player and leave us feedback. Read show notes, leave us a voice message, and find out more about the show at www.theshaft.live.
That voice.
We'll get that re-recorded sometime, yeah. Or maybe it's just a part of the show now.
I mean, you know, it can be good in its own way.
Uh-huh. He's like goofy almost.
Let's go.
Yo.